మాలాసుదాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యా విరాజత కరవారి జాతాం అపార కారుణ్య సుదాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబా ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. విత్ బెనిడిక్షన్ టు జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి, ద డిపాజిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్, ఐ బో టు హర్ యాస్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలెమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ టు కమెమరేట్ అ ల్యాండ్ మార్క్ ఇన్ ద హిస్టరీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్. A milestone which has been traversed by length of time, a time during which the Sabha catapulted from infancy into national activity through the medium of art and fine arts. I deem it a privilege, honor and blessings to preside over the destiny of this institution at this point of time in history. On the 30th of August 2002, the Golden Jubilee Celebration Sabha were held in the very same auditorium. It was just a few years since I had assumed the mantle of leadership of this institution. Time has indeed flown, and much has flown down the Ganges during this period. Like the Trinity of Music and the Triveni Sangam, this institution of ours was also formed by the merger of three major institutions of fine arts in the year 1952. As if to manifest that ever youthfulness, the Sabha adopted for itself that conjuring, that inspiring name of Shanmuga, that alluring beauty, and that name has stood this institution good stead all over these years. As we celebrate the Golden Jubilee of the auditorium which commences now and the Diamond Jubilee of the Sabha, we have indeed come a very long way. Raja Bhartahari in his Subhashitas speaks about four categories of people. Ete Satpurushaha Pararta Ghatakaha Samanyastu Udyamabhutaha తే అపి మానుష రాక్షసాః పరహితం స్వాద్యం నిందందియే. అండ్ దెన్ భర్తృహరి గోస్ టు కన్క్లూడ్ తే కేన జానీమహే. దెర్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ కేటగిరీస్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, సేస్ భర్తృహరి. పీపుల్ హు డూ గుడ్ టు అదర్స్ ఈవెన్ అట్ ద కాస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ఓన్ గుడ్, తే సత్పురుషాః, దే ఆర్ ద బెస్ట్ అమంగ్స్ మెన్. దేర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ గుడ్, హు డూ గుడ్ టు దెమ్సెల్స్ ఆల్సో డూ గుడ్ టు అదర్స్. ద థర్డ్ ఇస్ అ కేటగిరీ, సేస్ దే ఆర్ డిమన్ అమంగ్స్ మెన్ హు డూ గుడ్ టు దెమ్సెల్స్ అట్ ద కాస్ట్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ గుడ్. And the last is a category Bhartahari says, Tekena Jani Mahe, I myself do not know of this category, who neither do good to themselves nor do good to others, dog in the manger. A very similar thought has been expressed in English poetry when they say there are three types of people in the universe. One who turn up their sleeves, one who turn their nose, and a category which never turns up. It is this category of people who turn up their sleeves and whom Bhartahari refers to as one who do good to others, even at the cost of others' good, they are the best amongst men. It is their life which is one of celebration. It is that celebration of their life that we are engaged in today. Sound when stretched is music. Body when stretched is dance. Mind when stretched is meditation. Life when stretched is celebration. The Greek philosopher Aristotle says, music is moral law. It ministers to the universe, the soul of the universe. It provides flight to imagination and wings to the mind. Music is twice blessed, said Mahatma Gandhi. One to the one who sings and the other one who receives it. And it is this music that has carried this institution over the last 60 years. And when we travel down the memory lane and look at the contribution of this institution to the furtherance of fine arts in this country, I come to the basic issue as to why do we celebrate the life of people themselves. When we see the origin of music itself, we see that ultimately, as Pluto says, it leads you to charm and gaiety. It is this charm and gaiety that leads to celebration of life. And therefore, in a sense, music, like any other medium, would also lead to celebration of life. And therefore, we thought that there can be no better way to celebrate the twin celebrations, the Diamond and the Golden Jubilee, than to celebrate the lives of people. People who have achieved something substantial, people unseen, unsung, unknown, who are far away from public gaze, who go about their task without being diluted by the pressures of the society, people who have put footprints in the sands of time, people who have added to the thought of infinity to the process of this nation, and men and women who have added to the reservoir of goodness of this blessed land of ours. It is this life that we are celebrating today, and therefore we thought that the best way to commence the Golden Jubilee celebrations and the Diamond Jubilee celebrations is to celebrate the life of outstanding people. And these people who are seated on the dais today are men who belong to that category, men who do not belong to the ordinary society. Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, that celebrated book on Peanuts, once made this interesting strip. He said, go and ask people across the spectrum, ask them name the 5 Nobel Prize winners of the last year. Go further and ask them the Pulitzer Award winners. Ask them the Academy Award winners, the male actors, the best male and the best female actors. Ask them the World Series Award winners. You will find that people will fumble. It is not that these are second-rated achievers, but achievements and accolades perish with time. Time is the greatest resolution of recognition. It gets buried with the owner. Charles goes further and says, you ask these questions to people. He says, name those teachers who contributed substantially in the formative years of you in the school. He further goes and says, name those people who had made special reference to you whenever you performed and motivated and enthused you. Name those people who contributed substantially to your cause at the time when you most needed. Chuck will come the answer, 100 out of 100 will answer. It is basically because men whom we value in life, men and women whom we value in life, are not the ones with money, or not the ones with bulky wallets, or not the ones who have been given recognitions, awards all through their lives. It is the ones who have care and compassion for the mankind. It is this care and compassion, says Charles, that determines the positivity in this universe. The pessimism gets dissolved because of this charm and gaiety that comes with life. And therefore, Charles goes to say, don't worry about the world coming to an end. It is already morning in New Zealand, and the sun is about to rise in the harbors of Sydney. People with great love for India often sigh with exasperation as to whether it would be possible during our living times to ensure basic minimum human comforts to the countless number of Indians all over this country. And then all their life they plead to find out whether at all it will be possible to alleviate the sufferings of this people. Despite the fact that they encounter adversity all through their life, Indians have less cynicism, Indians are not prone to violence, Indians are peace-living, and more importantly, Indians generally believe that things will work out if you peg away. It is this category of people who are seated here who are an extension of that hope of preservation and belief that this country will redeem itself. It is this category of people who are the custodians of our interests in the years ahead. Why do we celebrate the success of others? If the success that we perceive is essentially one of monetary success, the one of opulence that we see in public life, success, my dear friends, is a sense of independence. It is just not looking to the world, it is looking to light. Success is higher vision. Success is raising above the immediacy of pain. Success is connected to the large world existence. Success, more importantly, is to create extraordinary success out of ordinary lives. And that is the type of success that these ordinary people have achieved in their life. And it is this success that we are celebrating today. 60 years in the life of an institution may not be a long period. Institutions are structured for perpetuity. They have to live as long as they can live. And therefore, there is no question of saying that 60 years is too long a period. But occasions like this, despite the celebratory spurt that comes along with the milestone, is also an occasion for reflection, of going down the memory lane, of taking stock of what has been achieved in the years that have gone by, of trying to assess the failures that had been encountered during this journey, to revisit the agenda, the boardroom for changes to be brought about in the years ahead, and then invigorate oneself as you march ahead in the years ahead of the institution. This is essentially the purpose of the celebration that an institution does during its life journey. Therefore, on an occasion like this, when I go down the memory lane, what comes before me is the great vision of the visionaries of this institution. Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, when he came to Mumbai in the year 1961, lamented that a big city like Bombay does not have a basic hall. It did not inspire anyone, but to the few South Indians in this part of the city, in Machunga to be more precise, They thought we should do something. People with nothing in their wallet, in fact, to tell you honestly, they had no wallet also. It is this category of people who dreamt of creating an auditorium, not just big in Bombay, not just the biggest in India, not even in Asia. And I think they defined it to say it should be the largest of the east of Suez Canal, crossing even Africa. That was the vision of the founders who had nothing in their hand, and they created this institution, which continues to be one of the foremost institutions to the south of the Suez Canal. We remember them on an occasion like this. On an occasion like this, we also remember the fact that as to how the adversities had affected this institution, the highs and lows of this institution. But one thing which comes out very clearly, at every point of time in history, the succeeding managements were never given to the fall of fate. Every adversity that came their way was converted into an opportunity. Therefore, in the year 1990, when this entire auditorium was reduced to ashes, leaving nothing except the ground, the legendary Dr. V. Subramaniam, then the president of this institution, who held on to the mantle of this institution for 27 long years, seized the opportunity to create an institution better than the one that existed, replete with all attendant infrastructure, and the one that will compete with the best in the world. So even an adversity he converted into a great opportunity. Who can ever forget R.S. Mani, comrade in arms of Professor T.V. Ramanujam, the founder president of this institution? The duo created this institution. Of S. Seshadri, who held on to the music domain of this institution for 54 long years, and Dr. K.S. Varadachari, that affable doctor, for 37 long years, gave expression to the healthcare needs of the people around. And if today we have an outpatient of 50,000 people coming for one of the institutions which is the lowest tariff ever in the history of this part of the city, it's all because of these champions who created what Shanmukhananda is all about. We salute them and bow to them as we celebrate the Diamond Jubilee of our institution. There is no denying the fact that India has progressed substantially over the years. In the 60 years since independence, there has been substantial progress in the fields of technology. In all of the fields of human endeavor, there are fields where India has excelled to a point that it is world leader in some technologies. But the incongruity that we have is, side by side with the growth of technology and growth of the country itself, there is abject poverty in this country. 34% of the population still live below the poverty line. About 400 million people of this country, whom we call as Indians, go to bed every night without even a morsel of food. They are just able to get one square meal, which is the morning meal that they get. Therefore, this country of ours is not the country of the political masters whom we have at this point of time, or we had at any point of time in history. Not even those who have wantonly destroyed the culture of this country, have taken advantage and rooted the economy of this country and the ecology of the country. It is not even those who have destroyed the basic values of this country. It is essentially those who are unseen, unsung, who have added to the reservoir of goodness of this country, like the ones who are all seated here. They are the guardians of our destiny. They are the star in the firmament of this nation, and they are the pride of the legacy of a culture which basks, shines and glitters in the horizon of a doomed nation, of a doomed world. That is the greatness of the people who are sitting over here. They might be ordinary in the sense of term the dictionary may give. They are extraordinary as far as we in Mumbai are concerned, and anyone who understands culture is concerned. None would disagree with me that these are the rarest of rare that we have. Can we ever imagine yet another Dr. Sridharan in India? This Vishveshwaraya of modern generation, in fact, God was good enough to give us Vishveshwaraya now, because we had not seen that Vishveshwaraya. A person to whom Government of India has no retirement. Crores of rupees, several lakh crores of rupees have been entrusted to him. There is not a single scam that has touched him. There is not even a single project which is known which he has delayed. And I should tell you why he is special to this institution. He has come here before to receive awards from other institutions. In the year 1963, when the Pamban Setu was destroyed, the sage of Kanchi then called the chief minister of Tamil Nadu and requested him that people have been cut off from main civilization, and I would request you to
construct this bridge as quickly as you can. The then chief minister said, the availability of technology that we have, it will take 1 year minimum, Swamiji. We need your blessings to see that it is constructed fast. And then it was handed over then to an assistant engineer, that was Sridharan at that point of time. In 46 days sharp, it was brought into being. It was never known to the Swamiji as to who was that person who was responsible to lead this. The chief minister said, we have managed it, we have achieved it. And the railway ministry has been very successful in doing it. Many, many years later, much before his demise in the year 1993, there was an occasion for someone who came and told him that this is this young boy who started his innings over there, who redescribed public service, who redefined it by telling the world that it is possible even in government service. Can you ever think of a Nemi Baba at 108 years who still continues to sing? He has proved beyond doubt that fine arts gives you longevity because it gives peace which passes understanding. It gives you a sense of relief that nothing else will give. He is an epitome of all fine arts can give to the world. And therefore on this happy occasion we see a 108-year-old man who serves Lord Krishna. The hundred-year-old Manohar Heights is an example by himself. Now you see his biceps. 100 years. Both these gentlemen were the direct descendants of Lord Dhanvantri. And they have proved beyond doubt it is simple living, homemade food that will make the difference. There is no other prescription that you want for longevity. Can you ever believe that the Tirvikrama of the current century is available to us to see us as we see in Mahadeva? Mahadeva is your ear. He is the public undertaker of the city of Bangalore. 78,000 bodies to the last count have been given dignity in their last journey thanks to one single man on his shoulders. At a time when premium and honesty are at stake, there is an Harishchandra amongst us, which is Suresh from Kerala. It would be impossible to get at a time that we are in when fissipare ascendancies have gained currency, divisive elements are breaking the society, at a time everything is in the nadir, there is one person like him who can prove that money has no value, despite the fact that he has no money. It is the like of these people whom we are honoring today. But the star of stars is our former Rashtrapati, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. By his acts and deeds, he has endeared himself to the entire populace all over the world. He is the Rashtrapati in our mind and hearts, though not constitutionally today. He ever remains the Rashtrapati as far as we are concerned to anyone who believes that India has a destiny which can only be taken forward by good men. He has come all the way down from Delhi only for this function mainly. We are indeed beholden to him. He has come not just to inspire these achievers, motivate them and enthuse them so that they can go to the next league of their achievement and contribute further to the cause of this nation. And more importantly, he has come to ignite these young minds which are over there, which is the destiny of this nation. And to this Sabha of ours, he has come to lit the torch which 60 years before was lit by our founders, so that we can be imputed with that enthusiasm and invigoration that will ensure that in the decades ahead, in the century that we come on, this institution will contribute substantially to the cause of fine arts and through fine arts to the goodness of this land. We are indeed thankful to you, sir, for your presence over here today. The Diamond Jubilee celebration of the Sabha commenced with a scintillating performance on the 14th of this month, when 60 Nadaswarams and Tavil, never seen anywhere, at least in this part of the country, was brought in and showcased by one of the greatest artists that we have seen. It was followed by 60 violins, all together in rhythm and unison, which had mesmerized the people over there. It is to that good start that we have this function today. This is an year-long celebration function, be it the theatre festival which is about to follow, be it the annual music, dance and drama festival, be it the dance festival, the youth festival, be it the Vajramotsav, be it the torrential rain of philosophy that is going to come during this year. This year will indeed be a very special year. But more special than all these activities, on the 3rd of February 2013, this Sabha of yours will mantle, take on the gown of a dutiful son and perform the Shastriyatva Purti for more than 700 of its members across the age of 60. This nation of ours, my dear friends, is one of the youngest democracies in the world in terms of its populace. Today, with 37 to 38% of the population being less than 20 years of age, it would not be here long by 2020, more than 51% of the population would be just below 20 years of age. Therefore, this nation of ours is a very youthful nation. It is the duty cast on this generation of ours to ensure that we not only preserve and protect the culture of this land, but give it into the safe hands of the next generation so that they will take it forward to greater rights and bring India to its rightful place amongst the committee of nations. My dear friends, as I come to the end of my address, I want to leave this thought with you. Come to the end of this address, I want to leave this thought with you. Nations all over the world, including India, are engaged in maximizing gross domestic product, GDP. Time has come to take a detour and start swelling GNP, gross national happiness, as Palkhivala used to say. That time has come. From 2 decades of globalizing India, time has definitely come to take a detour and Indianize the globe. There is so much for this country to offer to the world that time has come for us to give it to the world for them to recognize and realize that this is the mightiest country on the earth. That time has come today. May the good Lord shed His grace on all these persons. I cannot say Jeevayati Sharata Shatab because people have crossed 100. So let me start by saying let each one be endowed with 150 years. I now move beyond the scriptures to pray for 150 years for each one of them. May the good Lord bless us also, all of us, so that we are able to draw a leaf from the lives of nobility of all these men and make our lives sublime. What to speak of Professor T.N. Krishnan? He had the distinction of performing in this very auditorium 50 years ago at the inaugural function. Padma Bhushan Sangeetha Kalanidhi Professor T.N. Krishnan is an university by himself. We are beholden to him for his presence here today. And I forgot, Mr. Suri says, of that forest man, the man who single-handedly has created a forest of 1,365 acres of land. Look at him, he is a native of the forest. He is just not the forest man of Assam, he is the forest man of the entire world. There is no one in history who has ever created a forest by themselves. Let me conclude with this Irish blessing by saying, till we meet again, may the good Lord hold us all in the bosom of His hands. Thank you. God bless you all.